Monday morning. If you're just joining us, welcome to the show. You're with Mike in the Morning, and we've just crested 7:30. It's a fresh start to the week, a nip in the air, and a perfect moment to take a little splash into the pond and create a ripple. That's exactly where we're going, because Penny Faree is in the house with a feel-good story for your Monday morning. Good morning, Penny.
Morning, Mark. And I do love Monday mornings, because when we started the ripple, we said this is going to be a show that's going to put everybody in a good mood and start the week on a positive note. And that is what the ripple's all about. And just to start off, every time I drive into Stanger for a council meeting, the same thing hits me. The urban decay, litter on the corner of the street, bins overflowing, streets that look like nobody's coming to fix them. But the drive back tells the same story. However, if you skip the freeway, you take the R1 or 2, you pass through the towns and the necks, and you see the litter again on the verges, the sugar cane that's spilled on the roads, and the feeling you get when someone's given up on its place. And then you go near Sharker's Kraal and things change, not slightly, very noticeably. The litter disappears, the streets are very well kept and swept, and it's not just Sharker's Kraal, it carries on through towards Simbiti, to Belita, Salt Rock, and you can feel the difference, because you can see it, and it's a quiet signal that someone's taking care of this place. And I've driven the road hundreds of times. So one afternoon, a few months back, coming home from a council meeting, I actually pulled over into Sharker's Kraal, and I phoned the local councillor, Dushi Govender. And I complain, and this time I phoned him and I said, Dushi, I just want to commend you. I'm in your road right now in Sharker's Kraal, and this place is amazing. It's clean. There's not a litter inside. And then we actually, I wasn't obviously the only one who's noticed. In recent weeks, there was a letter to the editor in the local paper, and they said the same thing. So this morning, the two women behind it are right here in the studio. It's an emerging micro enterprise, a real success story, and they're here to tell it themselves. And we have the two ladies behind it, Kitiwe Mshlongo, she is the director, and Tina Shimani, I don't know if I pronounced it right, she runs it on the ground, and as the project manager, the two of them are Belita's sweepers.
Yay, welcome to the studio, ladies. Tina, how are you this morning?
All right, thank you. It's such an honor to be here.
Great to have you.
And thank you for honoring us.
Hey, yeah. Alongside you, Ketsiwe, how are you on a fresh Monday?
I'm okay, thank you.
you both look like you're ready for TV.
I wish you guys, we'll take a photo. You'll see these glam ladies behind Belita's Sweeters. I know you launched it in August 2022, and it started as a public-private partnership between Dolphin Coast Waste Management and Kodikuza Municipality. Can you tell us the story behind it, how it started, how you guys got involved, and how it's evolved?
Hey, who wants to take that one? Tina.
Tina, okay. So basically, obviously, it was from KDM.
Yes.
Kodikuza Municipality. And then it was subcontracted to Dolphin Coast Waste Management.
Yes.
And then it moved forward to from Dolphin Coast to street sweeping. Okay. That's when we took over back in 2022. That was in August, the 23rd of August.
Wow.
That's when street sweeping started. Initially, we started it off with six employees there. It was literally six, and we moved over to 34. Now we're over almost 60 staff members.
That's amazing.
This is a big operation, hey?
Yes.
And now, so initially starting as this public-private partnership, now it's moved into this this entity of its own, which is still, there's still a mentorship connection to Dolphin Coast Waste Management. Is that right?
Definitely.
So that foundation is solid. But now you are Belita Sweepers, and you are doing what the name says.
Yes. And tell me, where do you start? Because Sharker's Kraal, I mean, I've noticed it, and I have driven a few. So I initially thought it was, when I had spoken to Dushi, I thought it was part of that program, the EWP. Do you remember they tried to launch it and try and get the local people involved in it, and I know it was a big fail. And then I noticed the signage on the workers was, you know, the part of the Dolphin Coast Waste Management, the DCWM. on the back. And then I thought, okay, let me actually reach out and see how this is involved. And this is where you guys come in. Hey, so they are you still involved in this micro enterprise? How are you guys involved now? Are you still being mentored, or are you supported? How does the partnership actually work?
Mentorship and the mentoring side of it and the supporting part of it comes strictly from DCWM.
Okay.
They are our biggest supporters.
Yes.
And they are our biggest mentorship.
Yeah.
Well, knowing that it's actually amended by a black female-owned yes. company, which is Street Sweeping. But the mentorship and the support literally comes from yeah. DCWM then to us.
Yeah.
And we are basically 7 days a week in Charlotte's Crawl.
Oh, wow.
From Monday to Sunday.
I know. Wonder. It's amazing. You can see it. It's so noticeable. It's unbelievable. And tell me, how many wards are you covering at the moment? Is it just Belito, Sharkers Kraal, and you're going on to Salt Rock, if I'm mistaken? Tell me the areas.
Yeah, we're also going to Salt Rock.
Yeah.
And Belito and Sharkers Kraal.
Okay.
Currently, we're covering those areas.
Yeah. And how do you disperse them? Do you actually drop off everyone in each specific street? How does the normal day look like?
So what we do in the mornings, what we do in the mornings, we've got two trucks.
Yes.
That are transporting the stuff.
Okay.
We've got a team that goes to Sharkers Kraal mainly. They focus on Sharkers Kraal main road.
Then
we've got another truck that is actually dropping all the guys along competition towards Ocean Drive.
Okay.
Yes, yes.
And then the work.
And then we pick them up in the afternoons at 4:30 on site.
And you said they work 7 days a week right through public
Not
public?
Actually all of them.
Yeah.
We are actually doing Sharkers Kraal main road.
Yeah.
7 days.
Okay.
The other, the main road, we're doing it for 5 days.
Okay.
Actually, from Monday, Tuesday, and Friday, we're doing contractual roads.
Okay.
So then on a Wednesday and Thursday, we're doing extra roads. It's whereby we go and go to one of the schools and or police station.
Yes, I saw that you did your cleanup there.
Also doing a cleanup. Yeah.
So
yeah.
If someone listening to this has a business based on a road that it could do with a serious sweep, are you available to take on contracts?
Yes, we are. We are available to take contracts.
Okay.
We actually need more work.
This is the thing. Listen up. If you want your local street, if you want it to shine like the streets of Sharkers Kraal.
The neighborhood watchers, if they're listening. And
this is an amazing story. And it's not, you know, you talk about the micro enterprise. This doesn't sound like a micro story to me. This is like you're employing 60 people now. This is an all women owned, driven, success
and
story.
And we've got 90% youth.
90% youth and women.
Okay. And tell me, I know Dolphin Coast Waste Management, they said that you actually were employed by them in the past. Is that how you got involved with the project?
That's so true. So you started off there
and then...
From 2007.
So you've been there with that's a long time, 2007.
Yeah, I started 2007.
And what did you do there before you took...
I was actually driving the compactor. The compactor is a truck that goes to local areas and collect the waste.
Oh,
I did that for almost entire life.
That's
amazing. And then from there, Dolphin Coast Waste sent me to college. I went and study till I actually own my own company.
This is such an inspiring thing on a Monday morning to be hearing a story like this.
Mm.
And this business that you've built now that is going places, it's thriving, it's cleaning streets. It's a model, I'm sure, that's going to inspire people in other parts of the country far away from here.
Absolutely. Ladies, can I ask you, would you look at going into other wards? Has Quadacuza Municipality, if they are listening, do you not think Stanger needs a team of 50 just to tackle the town?
Yes,
we
really
would love to.
And other wards as well. I mean, this is a model that's working so well.
So basically, we've got contractual roads that we do take care of.
Yeah.
But we go, like how Katie did say, we go extra and beyond going to roads that are not contractually.
Yeah.
We form part of just cleaning up the roads, wanting up the roads to be clean.
Yeah.
We even clean DOT roads. Also, the RR roads is cleaned by us.
Okay.
Manor State is also cleaned by us.
Yeah.
But our team, and once our team comes there, you will definitely see difference.
Yeah, no, you can. I can't explain it to you what a difference it's made. And as I said, I felt like Sharkers Croll was one of the keenest towns in this, in the North Coast. So that's what first struck me and has stayed with me. And I just wanted to say, what are the challenges that your workers are finding? Do people just treat the roads like bins, like their own bins, or just, you know, or do they see the clean roads and take extra care?
You get odds. You get
it's quite a thankless task.
Definitely. You get the odds that will basically be throwing off paper and saying they're creating job opportunities.
Nah.
But we've installed a policy whereby our people don't react to it. You just literally just pick up the litter, and if there's any complaint, just give them our office number and we will deal with the community.
And you know, Mark, I went and took some photos, and when I was passing on the R12 and I spoke to the local councillor, what also struck me is that the sweepers doing the work are so friendly, and they had a smile on their face, and they look like they're really keen, they're taking pride in their job, and that has stayed with me as well. So you ladies, what you are doing is making such an impact, and everybody is noticing.
Thank you.
We're definitely, if they weren't noticing now, they've heard it. They'll be looking out for it.
Yeah,
and
please.
for anyone listening who wants to find out more, and maybe who wants to contract with you to clean up their corner of town, what's the best way to reach out and to get in touch with Bolito Sweepers?
We are on Instagram. And we are also based in Imboneni Park.
Oh, just around the corner.
Just around the corner on 21 Hawks Road. And that's where Solaka Holding is and DCWM is. You'll find us there.
Fantastic. What is your handle on Instagram if anyone wants to follow you this morning?
It's Bolito Sweepers.
Couldn't be easier.
Couldn't be much easier. Straightforward.
You're hearing it here on a Monday morning on Radio Life and Style, and what a story it is, hey! And it's still early days. I can't wait to see where the story goes, how it continues to grow, and the impact you continue to have, literally cleaning up the streets. And more power to you. Congratulations for the success that you've had up until now. And if we can help create more awareness and power the movement, this is exactly the kind of thing we want to see and celebrate on the KZN North Coast. So well done.
And so do education awareness, also clean up awareness that we normally do.
Yeah?
Okay.
So we just most recently did one at Chagas Head where we had the deputy mayor, which was there from Ilembe District.
Okay.
So we're quite big. We go to different wards where we go in and we clean up
and educate
community.
Yeah. And you know what? That stays with you. I know that clean streets don't happen by accident. And next time you're driving on the R102 through Sharkers Croll and you catch yourself thinking this looks really good, now you know who is responsible for this. And Bolito Sweepers, you can find them on Facebook and Instagram, and we'll point you to the work right across the North Coast when we post this as a podcast later today.
You got it here on Radio Life and Style. Our special guests in the studio, Director Ketiwe Mplongo and Project Manager Tina Kamane, thank you for coming in and for telling a little bit of your story. We'll hopefully have a chat again in the not too distant future and see how things have gone. Hey,
thank you, ladies.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're hearing it.
Thank you so much.
Radio Life and Style giving you the local feel good story on the Ripple. And right now, after that sweeping success, here's the Backstreet Boys. There's a street for you to take next. Backstreet.